Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
We are Singapore's most influential radio station, and this indeed is Influence, where we meet movers and shakers in the world of business. I have to say, I've never had two people sitting in the Influence chair at one go, which is happening today, because my guest Sylvia Tom is very pregnant. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
She is Chief Technology Officer at Zalora and clearly still on the clock, still working.
Yeah, still feeling good, still having the energy. So yeah.
That's wonderful. How far along are you?
It's month 9, so we're literally talking about the last couple of weeks.
Working all the way to month 9. All right, then. So let's make it through the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you love online shopping, the name Zalora should be no stranger to you. They've teamed up in kids' fashion. They are looking at TikTok to expand their audience, doing a lot of things differently and making insiders in the industry really sit up. So it's a real pleasure to welcome Sylvia Tom, Chief Technology Officer at Zalora, to Influence. The last time I sat down for lunch with your CEO, a visual search was the excitement of the day. Mm. You know, this idea that you could take a picture of what somebody was wearing and the Zalora search engines would be able to come up with some suggested alternatives, which look very much like, so I could take a snap of your dress and then find your dress, hopefully, on the Zalora site. Marrying sort of Pinterest and a search function on an e-commerce site, is that still the next big thing?
That's still a very, very popular feature for our customers. So it's still in heavy use. Yeah, we're investing in a couple of other technologies as well, or visual recognition is the key word, so to say. And we use it across the board. So if a customer likes a product or has already bought a product with us, we are using some artificial intelligence in the background to then make other suggestions, what works well, what matches well with the product. Or maybe if they were not fast enough and they missed out on buying a product, we can suggest alternatives that look very similar. So we all embed that into an experience that allows the customer to really do personalized shopping, because we have a huge assortment, many, many brands. Can be sometimes a bit overwhelming for customers, but these new technologies help them a lot to really find quick what they want.
Okay, so we know that the back end has to move in tandem with strategy. So tell us, what are some of the current trends or fundamentals in the online e-commerce industry that you as Chief Tech Officer are supporting?
Data, we have a lot of it, and it's used for many, many things. Personalization or backed up by machine learning algorithms. I think that's definitely something that has grown tremendously over the last couple of years and is still exploding, and we're exploring more and more of that. Augmented reality is something that we're currently experimenting with.
Oh, very mirror, mirror on the wall.
Kind of. Let's see. Can't talk too much about it yet, because it's still something that we're sort of secretly working on.
Oh.
And we'll have some stuff coming out very soon, I would say, that will help our customers try the product on
virtually, exactly, from their homes or from wherever
from
they are.
From anywhere, because our most popular product is actually the app, which people have on their phone, so they can really do it on the go.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to imagine what that would look like. These days you have apps that can lengthen your facial features, so I suppose upload a picture of yourself and then watch.
So anything that has to do with accessories, I would call it. So whether it's around the face or also feet, shoes, like bags, etc. Mm. The technology there has become really, really good. Mm. And so we're looking into that, how we can leverage that.
So how is Zalora using tech to increase e-commerce sales? I understand you're working with TikTok, for example, as a media partner. That's pretty unconventional in terms of partnerships. But from the tech perspective, how are you looking at driving sales specifically?
I like to divide it into two parts. So one is really the experience that the customer sees when they're browsing for the products and then shopping. So as I mentioned already, our apps, I think that's always the first thing that where people are clear, okay, this is tech-powered. But in the background, there are actually many, many things happening. For example, our operations work hand-in-hand with the software that we build in-house. So we don't outsource any of this. We actually invested heavily in technology to have the best possible delivery experience, fast delivery experience for our customers, but also to have our three warehouses working in the most efficient and cost-effective way possible. So our warehouse staff, they actually run around with and pick the products with also an app that improves their efficiency tremendously. And so by doing that, we can really do same-day delivery, next-day delivery, and provide an awesome customer experience.
Yeah,
and
the key is really the quick turnaround.
Yes.
In terms of between the time when I order something and when I receive it. And we think that, you know, even Amazon uses third-party delivery logistic arms. Does Zalora do that in-house, or are you saying the tracking of the delivery is all done in-house?
It's a mix. But when it comes to our warehouse operations, actually, we do everything in-house. So this was a strategy and decision we made very early on and invested over the years. And our brand partners are also really loving us for this and are tapping into these capabilities, because this is a unique setup that not many players have in the region, especially not at the scale and when it comes to fashion.
Give us a sense again of Zalora's place in the fashion ecosystem. How big are you in Asia? You're in Singapore, you're in Indonesia. Remind me where
Malaysia, Philippines, Brunei, Macau, Hong Kong. Yeah, so we're covering a number of countries and a really large and also very loyal customer
base. So you do work with local logistic providers, but the warehouses where the goods are stored and how they're deployed is all controlled by Zalora.
Exactly.
In each of these regions.
Absolutely. Yeah, in each one of these regions. So it's a vast network that we developed over the years. Still a fast-moving space as well in Southeast Asia, especially on the logistics side. Many partners we have worked with for years, but there's also new ones coming up, especially Indonesia and the Philippines, where this part is really challenging. We have very broad coverage. So we really deliver to the most remote islands there, which, of course, is... Some of our customers love us for that, because many companies, they say like, oh, it's too complicated. We're not going there. Mm-hmm. We'll stay in the big cities and, you know, we use the more comfortable setup there. But we really went all the way in and invested in this heavily and are now seeing also the success coming back in terms of the growth, the fast growth of the company.
So in terms of the ambit of your portfolio, do you also look at tech powering delivery? I mean, I talked to some food providers, big food delivery providers, and, you know, they told me that, you know, this idea of robotics or drones, for example, is something in the future, but, you know, it's projected to be happening. So are you at all involved in thinking of automating and making easier actual deliveries?
Yeah, so there are some partners who are talking to us about this. I think this is definitely a topic where we would love to partner up with someone and try it out. We make sure that our customers have the most convenient and fast experience as possible. So if we can deliver that with drones maybe in the next 1 or 2 years, sure, why not? But another way where we definitely also go for convenience is in the way we run the warehouses and the effectivity there. So that's a part where I would say we'd keep it in-house and we'd rather want to become a partner for some other brands who can tap into what we already built.
So I hear sustainability. I mean, you know, we're talking about it in Davos. We're talking about it with the brands that come through all the time, the emphasis on sustainability. And Zalora has entered into a partnership with Style Tribute to offer pre-loved items, over 10,000. So it seems like your portfolio in terms of what you offer keeps changing and keeps expanding. How is tech supporting Zalora in the sustainable fashion ecosystem?
Yeah, so sustainability is a really important topic for us, especially this year. We launched it quietly, actually, just before Christmas, so it's really new. Mm. But our customer base started to love it very quickly, and so now we're like, okay, let's expand more. So circular fashion is one of the key themes that we're looking into for 2020, and Style Tribute has been an amazing partner so far. So they're providing us with really great, high-quality products, luxury pre-loved items. And our customers have just discovered this very naturally. We run a lot of sessions with customers, so invite them to the office and ask them, okay, what would you like to see next? And so this is how we build a strategy around expanding our categories, our assortment, the brands, new brands that we partner with. Last year, we launched kids category, and that was definitely based on customer feedback, where they told us, okay, we've been with you for a while, and, you know, the majority of our customer base is female. They've now become moms. And they would love to shop for their kids as well. So
in the pre-love space or?
No, this is mostly brand new. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're a woman in an industry typically thought of as male-dominated, the tech industry. What would you like to say to women out there who want to climb the ladder in the industry?
I would say dream big. Really imagine yourself in a position or in a job or whatever you want to do. Like, ask yourself, what are your passions? And then you know, see how you're getting there and find definitely people who can support you along the way.
How did you get into tech?
I was just really interested in technology, but nerdy, I would say, and you know, I love to play around with it.
Did you say nerdy? Did you describe yourself as nerdy?
and then really just followed my passion. And I think that helped me overcome a lot of the challenges because I was just so focused on the topic and on what I wanted to do that you kind of take the challenges.
Has that shifted along the way? When you started in tech, did you see yourself doing research or, you know, focusing, drilling down a certain thing and then having to change that along the way? I'm sure nobody 20 years back thinks I'm going to support an e-commerce store like
that. Yeah, it definitely evolved over time, yeah. Especially the technology that I was working on or also how I looked at my career. I think in the beginning I was just like, I just want to work with people on amazing tech products. And then suddenly there started to be also this component of like, okay, I like to manage a team or how can I grow further at my manager skills as well. So those thoughts weren't there from the start. But of course, that's now something that I'm spending a lot of my time on. Like, how can I support my team? Mm. How can I grow my team further so that we continue to achieve these amazing things?
So just last week, we had the winner of the Turing Prize on influence. And the Turing Prize is a Nobel equivalent for computing. And we asked him how he sees AI shaping the future of humanity. Would you say that no e-commerce firm can ignore AI in this day and age if they want to stand out?
Yeah, I think so. I really think so. And also, why would they? Because it's already reached a level where it's highly applicable for day-to-day life or for the shopping experience. And I only see it growing bigger, but most of the players are heavily investing in it. I think it's now more about specializing for specific industries or, in our case, for a specific customer experience. So we look at it from like, okay, fashion consumer, like, what kind of experience do they want to have? And then what's the artificial intelligence or the machine learning algorithms that we can use to deliver
serve that. Yeah, so it always starts with the customer experience.
Yes, we're a very customer-centric company, something that I'm quite proud of.
And well, you're doing a great job offering me things I didn't know I needed. Great pleasure meeting you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks a lot.
Sylvia Thomas, Chief Technology Officer at Zalora, here on Influence.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.